What's going on, everybody? Welcome back for another episode of Triggered. This is Triggered, episode number 348. We're here on Thursday, February 3rd. Let's start off with a little bit of good news. A little good news, you know. I mean, you know, it's not like great news, but we'll go good news on this. This morning, it was announced that a successful U.S. Special Operations raid was used to kill the head of ISIS.
Oh.
This is the guy who took over after we killed Baghdadi.
Oh, okay.
But as typical, he went out in the usual fashion of blowing himself up. Oh. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we didn't kill him. He just killed himself.
Well, that's because the raid was happening, you know.
Okay.
Apparently, a bunch of other people were killed, but, you know, shit happens.
I've heard, like, 9 different stories from the Biden administration on how this happened.
13 so. People apparently were killed, including 6 children and 4 women, but I think most of that was when he blew himself up. So, you know.
And those are also terrorist children. So.
I mean, if they're around the terrorists, yeah, then they're terrorists.
They're terrorists. Too bad.
Goodbye. Scandal at CNN continues. Jeff Zucker resigned. Was that yesterday? That was yesterday. Okay,
yeah,
so that was after the last
episode.
Apparently
he was found touching little boys.
No.
That's not what happened.
That is not what happened.
but would you be shocked if that were the case? I wouldn't.
I guess.
That's for the lawyers.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. And not even allegedly at this point. Basically, he was fucking his secretary is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Well, he was the chief marketing officer, but, you know, everyone works for him as the president of the network.
Secretary was the chief marketing officer.
Well, no, she started as, like, his secretary,
and then
she got promoted, which,
yeah.
you know, adds into the
yeah.
whole inappropriateness.
Yeah, she
blah,
fucked
blah, blah.
Her way up to the top.
Essentially, allegedly.
Kind of like Kamala Harris.
Well, that's for
with,
sure.
With Mattress
that's
Man,
not even
Mattress
allegedly.
Man, right?
That's not even allegedly, that's for sure. But the most interesting thing that I found about this whole thing is that it was Chris Cuomo who threw Zucker under the bus.
I know.
Yeah.
He's
very mafia-esque.
I know.
Of course, President Trump chimed in on the CNN debacle there, saying, quote, Jeff Zucker, a world-class sleazebag who has long... who has headed ratings and Real News Challenge CNN for far too long, has been terminated for numerous reasons, but predominantly because CNN has lost its way with viewers and everybody else. Now is a chance to put fake news in the back seat because there may not be anything more important than straightening out the horrendous lamestream media in our country, and in the case of CNN, throughout the world. Jeff Zucker is gone. Congratulations to all. Interesting theory on this that actually I saw Mr. Producer tweet was that Zucker was going to get fired anyway. So he just used this as an opportunity to resign.
No, I'm not fired. I quit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which apparently, what's her name might do too? Stay Puft Marshmallow?
Oh, Whoopi?
Whoopi, yeah.
Yeah. She might just be blowing off steam. You never know.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, bitches get a little emotional when they get, slapped around.
Fair. Now... All the bad news.
All the bad news. Here we go.
President Biden, President Dementia, whatever you want to call him, President Poopy Pants. Many
depends.
People are saying,
President Depends.
He's sending 3,000 U.S. troops to Eastern Europe in a little bit of a saber rattling measure. To be fair, he's not sending them to Ukraine. So I think this is mostly just for show because at the end of the day, they're not going to engage. I mean, if Biden engaged the Russian military with U.S. troops, it would be the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my fucking life. And I've seen a lot of dumb things.
Well.
A lot of dumb things.
I mean.
That would be the most weapons-grade retarded thing that anybody could
do. Yeah, I know. But I wouldn't be shocked with this guy.
I agree. Not put it past him, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think this is mostly just for
show. Will increase my approval ratings? Send them in.
It's just for show. Well, that's why they did the attack on the ISIS guy.
Oh, I know.
That's why they killed the ISIS guys, because it's approval rating shit.
He announced also a cancer cabinet to find a cure for cancer. Yesterday as well. I'm just like, dude, focus.
Well, actually, let's talk about that for a second because there's multiple interesting angles of that whole thing, right?
Yeah.
This so-called cancer cabinet, which is
which
supposed
is kind
to...
Kind of a very unfortunate name.
Yeah.
It's a cabinet of death.
Which is supposed to cure cancer, right?
Yeah.
Well, first off, remember when Biden was put in charge of curing cancer when he was vice president?
Yeah, nothing happened.
Nothing happened. Secondly... Remember when Biden promised to cure cancer when he ran for office? Hasn't happened yet.
Yep.
Hasn't happened yet.
Yep.
Also, even if there was a cure for cancer, you know my theory on this whole thing. The pharmaceutical companies would never allow it to be out there because there's too much money in cancer treatment and drugs and the whole nine yards. But like you said, this is what he's concerned with.
Inflation, COVID, Ukraine, border crisis, supply chain crises, like
the country's circling the toilet.
I got cancer cure.
The country's circling the toilet, and he's like, "Yeah, let me just try to get something unattainable on the table."
Yeah.
See a little bit of COVID news here. You know how I hate talking about this, but we'll hit a few things here.
Move, bitch! You got coronavirus.
Biden's new testing program. Interestingly enough, after reading this story, I was shocked because apparently I'm like the only person who got American tests.
Oh, yeah.
From the government tests?
Yeah.
I got the Abbott Binax test. Oh, nice. I won the lottery basically with that because everybody else who's getting them, they're all Chinese shit.
I know. I never got mine.
Did you ever get an email that it shipped?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Although I hear most people haven't either.
I know.
So it's not going too well.
Not going too well.
Now, I ordered mine in like literally the 10 minutes after they opened up, because we found out about it ahead of time. But, you know, that's not going too well. We could just say that. And also, the tests are going to arrive after the Omicron wave's over, because it's basically over.
It's okay, though. The Omicron vaccine will be rolling out by then.
Oh, my God. You know, now they're talking about fourth shot, fifth shot. They could kiss my fucking ass.
Govern me harder, Daddy.
You had to take it there. Where was I at? The Army, the Army is going to be kicking out unvaccinated because that's, you know, that's what's really important.
Oh, so basically we're going to have, like, no Army now? Is that what this is?
So even if we wanted to go to war, there's no way we're going to be able to because that's what they're going to do. There was a little bit of pandemonium at the NFC Championship game in California this weekend.
This is where I roll my eyes at the COVID shit, too.
So what happened on this?
Okay,
both Garcetti,
and
his bullshit, and also and Newsom.
But they were at the game. Of course, it's in fucking California. They're enjoying a nice game, and they were caught maskless. And not everybody, but the liberal media had a shit fit. They were asked questions about it, and then Garcetti. Well,
let's listen to his response. Oh, we got the clip.
We got the clip. Oh, play.
This was too good not to clip. Roll that.
I wore my mask the entire game, and when people ask for a photograph, I hold my breath and I put it here, and people could see that. There's a 0% chance of infection from that.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I held my breath
while taking a picture with someone who has HIV.
Yeah, Magic Johnson, who by the way was maskless at the game and was just like that. That's all you need to know. The man is HIV positive, I believe, still. Mm-hmm. But he's just like, fuck it. I'm going to enjoy the game. No mask. I think it's actually in remission or something. He's taken so many retrovirals. I think it's like dead in him or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
When you're rich, you could do that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's Magic Johnson, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the jokes go, he was the first guy to pay HIV to go away.
Yeah, it's true.
go
away, AIDS.
The whole thing is ridiculous, you know, and they should not have masks on, right? They're vaccinated. Yeah. That's the whole point.
They're boosted.
But it doesn't match with their policies.
No.
They're the ones who have the state of emergency in place, yet they're in a stadium indoors, right? Indoors.
Yeah.
With 70,000 people.
Yep.
But you don't have to wear a mask. But these kids have to wear masks outside of recess.
Ugh. Or they get put into the gulag.
Yeah,
the gymnasium.
So it's ridiculous.
The gulag archipelago.
Take away all mandates. Revoke all mandates.
Yeah,
masks.
Done. Yeah, the mask thing's done.
Vaccine. All of it. We know the masks don't work.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean, we're preaching the choir here, but this is classic horses left the barn territory. It's already here. It already spread multiple times. We've had multiple waves. You know, it's here. It's done.
Yeah. Well, no, we're going to need our 72nd shot in a few years, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be another fucking as usual.
And that's going to be the one where, like, our balls do fall off.
Allegedly. That's definitely – Spotify definitely goes, COVID misinformation.
Three years later, your dicks will fall off if you take the COVID vaccine. They're flopping all over the floor like Leah Thomas at the UPenn swimming's locker room.
Oh, no.
Dropping the meat quotient. Anyway,
oh, God.
That's coming tomorrow. I've now been tasked with writing that because somebody,
well, you know, it's true.
Somebody doesn't want, cause some, the person that follows this stuff doesn't want to write it. So,
well, you know,
I'll
to
do
be
it.
Fair,
I'll do it. I'll fucking do it. You want to do? I'll fucking do it.
There's a lot of dicks flying around, and they're chopping them off.
Yeah.
In his case,
oh, he's keeping
Brandon, them. Right? His name is Brandon.
I think it's William.
Oh, William.
Yeah, Bill.
William Thomas, known as Leah Thomas.
Yeah.
Apparently, so. We tried to figure out, is there a dick? Is there not a dick?
Yeah.
We don't know, right? Well, now we find out because the ladies on that team said, yeah, he's flopping his dick around all the time.
Yeah, he's whipping it out. And...
yeah. Apparently, this is what I referenced the other day. Yeah. Apparently, there is a method known as tucking.
Oh, jeez.
Where you
tuck
it all in.
Yeah, the duct tape.
And then you duct tape it.
Yeah, I know.
Which...
outrageous. You're in the water. How's that gonna?
It's got to be waterproof tape.
Dude, oh my
imagine
god!
Imagine how bad that hurts taking that
off. Oh my god!
But also, not only does he have his dick flopping around in the locker room with all these ladies, the coach won't do anything about it. School won't do anything about it. And he still dates women.
Mm. Well,
what the fuck?
I don't know.
So my theory is that he rigged the whole thing to become a air quote woman air quote heavy
woman.
Air quote to win the swimming, and then right after college, boom, back to
I'm a dude again. Yeah. And now, you know, Victoria's Secret has a transgender model.
TikTok. Is nothing sacred in this country anymore? I mean, come on. Let's talk about Biden's bad approval ratings, because that's a much better topic
than tease.
When they're on women's,
When they're on the women's, it's different. Yeah, okay.
Where was I at? All right. The latest poll from Reddit News shows Biden is veering into the worst ever, quote, territory. Most voters now think that Joe Biden is one of the worst presidents ever to hold the office.
We tried to tell you.
I know, right? File that under no shit, Sherlock. And rank him well below his two immediate predecessors, well below President Trump and Obama. Basically, nobody likes Joe Biden. Even in New York, where he's at today, doing some bullshit on... All right, well, since that came up.
Is this the Second Amendment thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he goes to New York, right? He goes to New York, and he basically says that ghost guns are the entire reason behind the crime wave in New York.
Oh, my God.
And the crime wave in the United States.
Yeah.
And that... The only way to fix the crime problem in this country is more gun regulations and to double the size of the ATF. Which ironic that we were well ahead of the curve talking about the ATF the other day.
Yeah.
Being the worst agency, he wants to double it. So yeah, he says ghost guns are the whole reason that the crime wave is happening in this country. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, is he?
He is
retarded.
Oatmeal for brains. Yeah. I mean, seriously.
But yeah, so
he's just going through the motions.
Biden's the worst ever. His agenda is basically dead, and also dealt another setback recently. You wrote about this today. Tell us why his agenda is fucked.
Well,
and basically all the Dem votes.
Yeah, pretty much. Because, you know, I know Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema are the main punching bags for the left right now. But, you know, there was a medical emergency among Senate Democrats. You know, Senator Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico, who's kind of a quiet guy. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's kind of maybe not – hasn't made as a big a splash in the news. Had a stroke. He will be in medical recovery, I think, for the next 4 to 6 weeks. So for the remainder of the winter
– mm-hmm.
Nothing big is coming. Nothing. Yeah. Because there's no remote voting in the Senate. So, you know, he'll be out of commission for 4 to 6 weeks. So anything that's 50-50 or highly contentious for that matter, like this, or, you know, forgiving student loan debt or Build Back Better, which is already dead, but mm-hmm. now it's even deader than dead, mm-hmm. is not going to happen. So
unless, of course, some Republicans
defect. Mm-hmm. I know. And you know the usual suspects there, kiddos. So
Collins, Murkowski, Romney.
So, but for the most part, nothing's going to happen, which is not really shocking because, you know, y'all know it's an election year, a chamber that, you know, it's split 50-50, nothing big's going to happen. No one wants to stick their neck out for anything.
Well, don't forget, though, one thing that's being overlooked
mm.
is that they still need to pass the budget.
That's right. We're going to run out of money on February 18th, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, running out of money. And I've heard that we could be inching closer to a shutdown because the GOP doesn't want to fund the government if it has those vaccine mandates in there.
Yeah.
It's gaining steam, man. It's gaining steam.
Well, the only thing with that, again, is that you're going to have to make sure that 41 Republicans hold tight in the Senate.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be a tough task.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to have to willingly shut down the government over that, which, of course, they should.
Yeah.
Will they?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I've always, you know, when it comes to the party, the bully pulpit of the presidency is a very powerful tool. You know, the Republicans lost the Clinton shutdown. We lost the Obamacare shutdown in 2013. You know, we always
get blamed,
what. And when it's the Democrats. The Democrats tried to shut it down over, remember the illegal aliens? Remember?
And Chuck Schumer and DACA? We still get blamed.
Yeah, but we actually won that one. They actually backed off and finally reopened. But, you know, say what you will about Obama. You know, he was all there, right? Bill Clinton was obviously all there. I mean, I think, you know, a gambling man would be like, yo, let's roll the dice on someone who's, you know, has, you know, is brain dead, like Biden. But part of me is like, the history on this is not very good when the opposing party has the bully pulpit. But I don't know, what you're a gambling man, what would you say? Someone who's half retarded, it's a bit of a different story regarding a shutdown fight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right?
I think that I would love to see it happen.
But the testing fate though is kind of,
it's, I just don't think they're gonna have the balls to do it.
Yeah.
I would bet heavily against it.
Yeah.
Heavily against it. And because they're going to look at it as, well, it's an election year.
Yeah.
And even though it shouldn't be looked at like that, and it should be, well, we need to save the country from authoritarian oppression, right? They're going to just look at it as the election. And that goes back to our previous discussion in the last episode about how everybody in this town that holds power is solely obsessed with preserving their own power, not actually serving the American people. And that's what it comes down to. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, that's it. Just like their total negligence with the border crisis. I mean, the border's fucking out of control. We have Border Patrol agents being shot at from Mexico. It's a fucking war down there. Yeah, you have millions of illegals crossing the border. You know, you have illegals committing crimes in Washington, D.C. that won't be deported. The guy who drew the swastikas on Union Station was a fucking illegal.
Yeah, twice deported, I believe, right? And has a 15-year criminal history,
that's,
I believe?
Not surprising. I mean, and what he did was nothing compared to what some of these other illegals are doing throughout the country.
Yeah.
And apparently, nearly 45% of illegals who were crossing in December were from countries other than Mexico and the Northern Triangle, with some coming from Syria, Ukraine, Russia, Iran.
I mean, no one's minding the store, so why wouldn't you try to get in here through that avenue?
Well,
it's like Sicario 2. Remember Sicario 2?
The border's open.
I mean,
the border's open. The border's open. And you know, Univision, which is notoriously for illegal immigration.
What's his name? Jorge Ramos?
Yeah, although he's kind of gone into obscurity now that Trump's gone.
Yeah.
But Kamala went on there expecting a softball interview. And this was a fairly softball question. You know, she was asked about the, you know, they say, well, we're going to fight the root causes of illegal immigration in Central America. Well, they, you know, the reporter said, but so far, we have not seen a reduction at all. So what's gone wrong? Listen to her answer on this.
Let me move on to immigration. You are working on fighting the root causes of immigration in Central America. But so far, we've seen not a reduction in the number of immigrants coming to the U.S., but we are seeing an increase in the number of people coming in. So what has gone wrong so far?
So I believe very strongly and approach the work that we are doing to address the root causes of irregular migration. I believe very strongly, most people don't want to leave home. They don't want to leave the place where they grew up, the church where they worship. They don't want to leave their grandmother. And when people leave home, it usually is for one of two reasons. Either they are fleeing harm, or they cannot simply stay and take care of the basic needs of themselves and their families.
Mm-hmm. Oh, holy hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, no clue.
It
no
gets
clue.
Back to that quote, was it? What we're going to do is what we do every day, and that time and is now.
Yeah. I mean, it's just fucking unbelievable. It's unbelievable that this person is the vice president. Remember, she swept her way to the top. Classic.
I mean, it is an episode of Veep.
It's Veep, it's Veep.
In some ways.
So, you know, that's that. The border is out of control. Millions of illegals crossing, and nothing in that is going to improve. Not only with a Republican Congress, yeah. But we need to take back the executive branch, and that's not until 2025.
Yeah. We need a new director in there, everything, because, I mean, the rank and file are with us.
Yeah.
It's the leadership that is, you know, as Julio reported with the leaked audio. I mean, that was just...
Well, yeah, it's not leadership because they just don't care. They want these illegals to come in. This is purposeful. Yeah. That's why they're flying them all over the country. Yep. They're dispersing them to areas where they need to.
The night flights, man. The night flights.
Yeah. And so that's that situation there. There was a good Groundhog meme yesterday because, of course, it was Groundhog Day. Yeah. And as I said was going to happen, Shadow. Six more weeks
away. Well, I don't know, because the groundhog that I follow, Milltown Mel, passed away, which means eternal winter.
Well, the meme said, you're all worried about six more weeks of winter. Well, how about 36 more months of Joe Biden?
Yeah, I would go back into my hole, too.
Yeah, we're pretty much fucked. So,
which is, what's it called? Oh, Gobbler's Knob?
Yeah,
which is a very unfortunate name, to be honest.
At the end of the day,
no, Punxsutawney Phil lived there. I'm
like, at the end of the day, you know, we got to keep fighting this, and it's the country is just in a bad situation. So hopefully things will improve. But
retaking Congress will cauterize the wound.
Some of that. I don't know. The bleed will still be there.
We need to.
It'll just make it instead of bleeding out. We're going to bleed internally.
Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is.
The only way to have surgery is 2024 and get DeSantis in there, probably. Or Trump. Any Republican, honestly, would do. Except for Nikki Haley. Who I like, but that her time.
Not as president yet.
Right, her time,
We'll see what happens. That's a long way off. We got to win the midterms. Jesus. We got to get the Senate back fully. Know. Right, we got to get the Senate back fully. And then we can go from there on 2024. But Speaker Trump.
Oh, Speaker Trump. Kind of fun. Oh, man. That'd be fun. That would be amazing.
Joe. We all know that I won, you lost, but you rigged the game, and so you're there now.
I control the legislative agenda, not you,
he goes,
me.
But now I'm back, and it's going to be a little different around here without Nancy, right?
Oh, man.
That'd be fun.
Oh, they should totally do it.
That'd be really fun.
Totally do it.
That'd be a great it'd just be great.
I think that could be a good, you know, Trump is speaker and then DeSantis is president.
Yeah.
Right? That could work.
Well, you know, I don't think that the Republicans would have the balls to do it, but, you know. Fuckers. Let's see what else we got.
The fun police.
Of course, the Spotify and Joe Rogan situation continues to evolve. One of by far the worst things. Well, so first off, we'll start with the Spotify CEO defending Joe Rogan in remarks to employees, saying that they believe that you know, basically there needs to be free speech, and we're not gonna censor our content based on the calls from media or anyone else, right? This comes after Jen Psaki basically outright called on Spotify to censor Joe Rogan. Take a listen to this clip.
Our hope is that all major tech platforms and all major news sources, for that matter, be responsible and be vigilant to ensure the American people have access to accurate information on something as significant as COVID-19. That certainly includes Spotify. So this disclaimer, it's a positive step, but we want every platform to continue doing more to call out mis and disinformation while also uplifting accurate information.
You know, Jen, there's a little thing called the First Amendment.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
But
did you see Red the Bear memes? He put it was the drafting of the Constitution. Just make sure you put in anything that upsets me on Spotify needs to be taken out.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's you see it in every bit of this government that they don't believe in rights for Americans. I mean, they clearly are saying they want things to be censored. They work behind the scenes with the tech companies to censor things, you know, true stories such as the lab leak theory.
Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yeah, the laptop, the lockdowns, you know, COVID alternative treatments. Yeah. I mean, you know, the list goes on and on.
Monoclonal antibodies, everything.
Yeah, the list goes on and on. Then today, Joe Biden, you know, basically puts an outright assault on the Second Amendment. And there was one particular thing he said about cannons and the right to buy firearms. And I was like, he said that even back when they passed that amendment, you couldn't just go buy a cannon. And I'm like, actually, you could.
Yeah. That's the thing. Someone was like, history lesson, the military and the public at this time could own the same type of weapons.
Yep.
Mary Trump is removing her podcast from Spotify. All 14 people devastated. I saw Kevin tweeted that.
Yeah, I mean, basically.
They're just making people up, I think, to create a trend.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some, like, podcasts and musicians who I've never fucking heard of.
I find it funny.
You and I, like, you know, you said, like, we listen to everything, going back to, like, the Beatles, the Stones, like, everything. And I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Well, did you see today the people that made the song, you know the song, Mbop?
Oh, Hanson?
Yeah, they're gone down, too. Yep, they pulled their song off. So.
I didn't even know they were still a band.
Me either.
Okay.
Yeah, that's basically the situation here. Right.
I mean, that's just, I mean, everyone who grew up with that song is old ass like me, so.
No. Well, yeah, it came out in 97. Yeah, I was 4, so. All right, we're going to wrap today's show up. If you want to support us and you're listening to us here on Triggered, we know you'd love it uncensored. So if you want to help us fight back against Biden and his radical leftists who are destroying our country and get the uncensored version of Triggered, which not only removes the bleeps, but you get some uncut segments as well, mostly of Matt saying crazy things.
It's not me.
Yeah. And you get Kurt's VIP, Katie's, Matt's VIP. You can do so. Become a VIP member. townhall.com/subscribe. Use the promo code Triggered to get 25% off your subscription. Thank you to all of you who are VIPs. We love you. We love you even if you're not. And if you can support us, we would be so appreciative. Enjoy your weekend. No football this weekend. We got the Super Bowl coming up now. Yeah. Although the Pro Bowl is this weekend. Nobody watches
that. Yeah, that's Weenie Bowl. Don't tackle me too hard. I don't want to get injured.
That's a waste of time. Yeah, total waste of time. I don't even know why they have it anymore. It should just be people be named Pro Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
And just, no game.
And no game. Because no one wants to get hurt.
They should just have skills competitions, you know?
Like a combine 2.0 type thing. Like that, sure. Yeah.
Get your Super Bowl bets ready a week from now. Lock of the century, not financial advice. Lock of the century, Cincinnati money line. Take it to the bank.
Yes.
Do it for Harambe.
Yeah.
Do it for Harambe. Did you see their defensive end today? It was like, we're doing it for Harambe. We're doing it for Harambe. There's no way they can lose. Yes. No way they can lose. Also, who wants California to win a Super Bowl? Nobody.
It's time for Cincinnati to bring it home.
Agreed. So, enjoy your weekend. We will be back here on Tuesday for another episode of Triggered.
See you then.